broadcasting live from our Ford Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Ford Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Thee. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Thee.
Two seconds.
You're on.
We're on now?
We're on.
He pointed at you.
We need music. Sing a song. Bring us in.
Working 9 to 5.
There you go.
Working 9 to 5.
I'm looking around. I don't see Dolly Parton, but I hear her.
She's in there.
I think that sounds good. Keep
going. We got a yes.
That's all I had.
You know the whole song?
No.
You know all working from 9 to 5?
Not really. Taking in no giving or something like that.
Yep. Yeah, that was not necessarily my song.
Hard to believe she's dead.
Not dead.
Dolly Parton?
Still with us.
She is. Welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. How are you, Fee?
I'm great, Bubby.
McNeil, how are you tonight?
Dandy. Just dandy.
Super dandy. The rocker Sand with dandy. The worst top 10 list you've ever had.
Okay.
Worst ever. No, I don't think that's true.
No, I don't. I can't imagine that's true.
Thinking you had worse?
Have you had some worse ones?
Well, although that's pretty darn close.
Even you thought that sucked.
I forgot the reaction.
Can I say what I think?
No.
We're on crickets.
We are now on live 107.3 WFRT.
Are we really?
WFRC, Ford Recovery Community Radio.
That one too.
Yep. Mostly because WFRT was taken.
Speaking of FRT. WKRP.
How come we ain't on live? I want to be on live.
Because of things we say sometimes.
Too many FARTs.
And Chuck wants to have stuff for Sunday afternoon, so.
How's the prom, Benson? Benson Barnett here.
Yep.
The main man.
How you doing? How was the prom? Did you get your dancing shoes on?
Yeah.
Did you rap? Like, are you a rap dancer, or do you move, or are you just kind of a swayer?
More of a swayer.
I'm a kind of a cow. You know, I like to sit, you know, maybe like me and you.
Yeah, we just gotta move kind of, back and forth.
Yeah, you guys are really good together dancing.
We're good groovers.
Listen, me and Fee have been very impressive on the dance floor.
We've cut a rug in many a place.
Yep.
And not when
two guys are slow dancing together.
We are beautiful dancers. Wonderful dancers.
It's a sight to behold.
Okay, first of all, we have got to give a huge shout-out.
Shout-out?
Now, there's special athletes in Fort Recovery. It's come through.
Yep.
I don't know of an athlete who has been so under the radar than Isaac Reisner.
Yes. Not under my radar because I've been watching him a while.
No.
He's just awesome.
No, you have... If this guy set three Fort Recovery records.
Fort Recovery records.
Yep.
Three, rocker.
That's in one day, and I think two of them, he broke records that he broke last week.
Three.
He's breaking his own stuff.
These were Matt Galdine's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he broke...
Matt Galdine's records.
He broke two other records last week.
Jumps? Isaac Reisner, long jump, 21 feet, 10 inches.
Ooh.
Yep.
I could do 10 inches.
Yep.
He got me by 21 feet.
I could, but I'd hurt my ankle when I came down.
Yeah.
Don't you even start. Then he goes 110 hurdles. Now, I wouldn't get over one.
No.
I would, but I'd need a pogo stick.
And my sack would hit the hurdle.
Yeah.
I'd just be hanging off the hurdle.
Dang it. You'd be like a hillbilly golf.
I think you just answered your question about why we're not live.
There's a fat guy stuck on hurdle one. We better get Barnett's out there with a record. Get him off.
Pull him out.
15.42.
Hmm? Yeah.
15 seconds.
Yeah. There's several people that are on track teams that can't do 15 second 100 yard dash.
Now, how old is he?
I think
junior.
He's
still got another year.
Yeah, he's one of those phenomenal juniors.
Yeah, and then now listen, our track team is tremendous and they're young.
Yeah, Yeah.
My wife said Brody Bargy, he wins everything.
Yeah. The jumping stuff. Yeah. High jump. I mean, there was one he did last week. He jumped 4 inches higher than anybody else. There's five teams there. He jumped 4 inches higher than anybody else.
He is going, you know what he's going to do next year? He's going to jump right over Benson. And he is going to slam one right.
Posterize him.
Yeah. Right here's here's Brody's.
That is not
right
good.
There, Benson's head. And I'm just going to go crazy. I might charge a court. I'm going to get right in your face.
Yeah.
I can't wait till we play JK next year.
Yeah.
We're going to let you have it. Then the Reisner kid, he's ran two events, so he's tired.
Yep.
I'm tired.
Got to be tired.
Now he's got the 300 hurdle.
Four hurdles? That's terrible.
Okay, so if he does the 110 in 15.42, he does the 300, so that's three times, right? Mm-hmm. So it's 15. How long does it take him to do the 300?
45.2.
Would you think that?
45,
that's multiplying it out by three.
That is common sense.
Should be.
He does it in 40.02.
It's because he's grooving.
He did.
Yes.
That's 13 seconds instead of 15 seconds per 100.
Think about that.
That's crazy.
I guess it's once you probably
he
get...
dials
I mean,
up.
Once I
get...
get
going.
When you see Fee, when he gets moving...
Oh,
yep.
I mean,
fast.
No stop.
Oh, he's fast.
And I saw a couple of pictures of him on Facebook.
Yep.
He's clearing those hurdles by 6-7 inches.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen a lot of pictures of guys clearing hurdles. They're clearing them by an inch or so.
So
he's going way over these
things.
We're
giving
crazy.
We're giving a...
shout out.
Yeah, shout out. Yeah. Isaac.
Yes,
God,
sir.
God love you. Keep her going.
Keep it going.
Proud of
you. Yep.
Yes,
standing
sir.
Ovation from Fort Recovery Radio, including Rocker.
Yep.
Now, his top 10 list, not a standing ovation today.
Quiet.
Sitting ovation.
It was cricket ovation. You better bring a better game next Wednesday.
Bring your A list.
Can you do that?
That was pretty sad, by the way.
Like, you want to see a bikini yet?
Yeah, do something edgy.
Push it. You got to push the limit a little.
Well, you're just too safe.
Edgy. Well, I tried to do the America 250 thing. I don't know. I was trying to impress.
Hey, guess what I did? I ordered a flag.
A flag.
America 250.
Oh, I didn't know there was a 250 flag.
Seen it on Facebook. No, yeah.
Oh, okay. Do you have one of the signs that the local people are selling?
They bought those.
Are awesome.
They sold those last Saturday. I mean, they're kind of all right.
Mm-hmm. Kind of all right. They're awesome.
You going to stick them in your yard?
I got one sitting right out by the front door out here.
Do
the studio, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to have one.
How made you buy it?
I didn't buy any yet because they keep selling out, and I didn't want to take them from somebody, but they're putting them in various businesses, so this one's out in the planter because we don't have windows. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to try to get one of those or a bigger one for my yard because a lot of people see that.
Neil, what's that thing behind you?
Window.
Well, that's not a window anybody looks in. It's recessed behind the planter. If I could put free $100 bills sign in the window and nobody would ever see it. I mean, it's basically a useless window. There's no display windows. So anyway.
I ordered one. $54.
Ooh.
You gonna put it on your flagpole with your American flag?
Yeah, the monkey reps stay around the flagpole. You remember that song?
Well, I don't think it was that tune, but that's to the Stars and Stripes Forever.
Hey, I got one for you.
Okay.
We want to give a shout out, me and the Big Fee.
Yeah.
To one of our favorites. All right. Mm-hmm. And he's really struggling right now. And that is Reverend John Perkins.
Yes.
Oh, yep. Yep.
And he had cancer surgery 6 weeks ago. Then he had heart surgery.
Heart surgery.
And it was
touch and go there for a while.
Touch and go.
I actually heard he's getting better.
And he's
might be turning the corner. Yep. Hopefully.
He's in.
He was a classic at the score table.
Oh yeah, he'd chew him out.
Yeah, I liked it.
Remember that when they yell at us and John Perkins, he'd go right at him.
Yep.
We would.
That's when everybody, we sat behind you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Best seat in the house.
That was a great seat.
I got to sit there for several years, and I loved it.
Mike Webker. Oh, God rest his soul.
God, Mike was.
And, of course, we were right in front of the visiting fans, and they would, at several different times, they would say, "Why are you sitting here?"
Yeah.
I said, that's my reserve seat. And I said, "It can't be a reserve seat." I pulled it out, and it says right behind the press, right behind the press box.
They weren't buying it.
Reverend John, we're thinking about you, buddy.
Absolutely, buddy.
Get going. Keep going.
Get better.
Yeah. What else we got? We're talking about our track team, and they're tougher now. They beat Fort Laramie, Anna,
somebody else. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So that was a good win on a quad meet yesterday. So.
Yeah, there's a bunch of wins for us, and yeah. I know that I think Bertie Bargie's also on that 4x200, maybe 4x400. I can't remember which, but he's on that, and they won too. So those are really good. I think Brody was third leg, and Isaac was the fourth leg, if I remember correctly. But we had several other 4x teams that have done well over the.
Yep.
The season, so it's just really good. And you know, Brody was a basketball player his freshman year, sophomore year, and this year he's also went with a football team.
Play a little football
and
team.
Stand out on that, and he'll be really stand out next year. Now he's stand out on the
track team,
track and track and field. He does field events, which is the jump and that type of thing. And what about Carson Fullenkamp with his?
Yeah.
His discus stuff is incredible.
Hang on. King.
He's a king.
He's king.
Yes, Carson. He is.
He's a king.
King. Yeah. Congratulations, Carson Fullenkamp. Carson.
Yep.
Prom king.
No, I didn't.
King. Unlike Benson Barnett, who did not get the king.
Because he's a junior.
He's a loser.
He's a junior.
He's a loser.
Sometimes you can win her twice.
Now, this was absolutely unintentional, but when they posted something on Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday last week about Carson beating everybody else, I think it was by 15 feet on that discus throw. I put on there Carson is the king. And it turns out, I didn't even know he's a king candidate. He ends up being the king of the prom.
He's the king.
He was the king.
My shoulder wouldn't let me fire the disc.
Yep.
Shot. No, I drop it on
hammer.
My foot.
Freaking hammer.
Yep.
Break my foot. Yeah.
What about the javelin? Were javelin tosser?
He was on Revenge of the Nerds.
Revenge of the Nerds. Lamar.
Lamar. You're Lamar.
Lamar.
Lamar with his limp wristed.
Yeah.
How did you?
Classic.
I wish I was him from the waist down.
Really? Because he got all his money in his pocket? LeVar Burton is his name. He's dead.
No, he was just on The View this morning, you moron.
Well, they killed him.
No, I should have done it.
Hey, shout out. Girls softball team victory yesterday. 17-2 over New Knoxville.
Nice.
Yep.
Good job.
Indians, boys got to win.
Yep.
Yeah, they beat the crap.
Same score.
17.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was that's the actual girls' score, but that was the boys' score. And it took almost 2 hours. It took a little over two hours actually. Yep.
I listened to you and JB.
Sounding good?
Yep.
Better than Calpe and Fee.
By far.
Well, more not necessarily. Well, we probably give the score more because I can't think of anything else to say.
JB? John Betts?
Nope.
No.
That's
John
Big Daddy.
Betts. Jerry Byram, the bus driver and all-around champion.
Super guy.
Yep. The bus driver to the stars.
To the stars. It is 8:25. We got to pay some bills.
Pay the bills.
We cannot do this show without the sponsorship of...
Gilbert Station in downtown Burkittsville.
We'll be right back. Sports Talk.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville.
They offer a relaxed place to gather with wings, spank burgers, and certified Angus beef steaks on the menu. It's a family-friendly restaurant and sports bar where people from around the area stop in for a meal or meet up with friends. More information and their full menu are available on their Facebook page.
That's Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville. Proud supporters of the Tribe 107.3. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Aisha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs, plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Here are the baseball broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM, and simulcasting on FortRecoveryRadio.com. After defeating New Knoxville on Tuesday, our Indians still have two more MAC games this week, plus a doubleheader on Saturday. Tomorrow, they'll host the always tough for sales Tigers, and it'll be Student Appreciation Day with lots of giveaways for our students, plus the concession stand will be selling ice cream in miniature Indians batting helmets. Friday, the boys go back up to Parkway to finish the rained-out game from a few weeks ago. Then on Saturday, they'll host the Rushi Raiders in a doubleheader starting at 11 a.m. The Indians are over halfway through the season and they're playing well, so get on the Indians bandwagon and get out to as many games as you can to help cheer them on. But if you just can't get to all the games in person, you can always listen live right here on the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM, and simulcasting on FortRecoveryRadio.com, the home of the Indians.
Good part up here. I get into it.
Yeah, then we're into it.
It's a little longer. Than
we are doing. We are on Sports Talk. Just in case you're wondering.
We gotta get to the part where she gets into it.
Disco, yep. Sports Talk.
Because once you hear it, you'll be like, "Do you like a song, Rocker?"
Fanny just turned off the radio.
Right here. Shut up. On the radio. Would you dance that at the Jay County prom? You damn right you would.
Yeah, yeah. He'd won best dancer. He'd had that music.
Hey,
yeah.
I do want to give a shout out. Okay, so now this is a cool thing.
What you got?
Oh yeah.
And I don't know your family. Okay, but Barnett's Record Service,
yep,
had a thing on Facebook that anybody
heard
on Friday
that.
Night
classic.
That if they need a ride, no questions asked. Call Barnett Record Service. They'll take them home. They'll pick them up, take them wherever they want to go.
Yep, did that for Jay Kenny on
and
Saturday.
And they did it for Jay Kenny on
that's
Saturday.
Awesome.
And that's a cool deal.
That is awesome.
They don't have to do that stuff.
Nope. Nope.
Yeah, Benson's grandpa came and picked him up and quizzed him the whole time. No questions asked unless you're my grandson.
He didn't want picked up. Benson, he got some.
Yeah, he didn't ask. His grandpa just came and grabbed him.
But anyway, that's a really cool thing.
That is a great thing.
Make sure your family knows that Fort Cover Radio thinks that's cool.
We think that's awesome.
And so does almost everybody in town. If not everybody.
Yeah,
probably,
I think that.
But probably not everybody.
I think on Facebook, it's like 500 likes, 480
likes.
That's exactly really cool. So, and that's great PR for the Barnett Records.
Sure.
But,
yes.
But guess what? They don't need PR.
No.
They got a hell of a business.
Yep.
I'm down in Greenville. I go to Reds game Friday night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So I'm in Greenville. We're meeting Sam at the E.D. Brown Gap Filling Station.
Uh-huh.
Barnett's poem, hooking up the semi out
looking
there.
One up?
Yep. It wasn't you. You wasn't in there.
Nope.
Thanks for helping.
He's not employed there.
Who's employed here at 4K Radio? He's yes, a producer.
He's the producer.
A producer.
Big baseball game tomorrow night.
Big game. We need that.
Who we playing?
Versailles Tigers.
Versailles.
Oh, I thought you were still talking about the Reds.
No, Reds are getting beat 4-0.
Ooh. We ain't happy about that. We like to come back, though, at the end.
Is that what you're predicting? Let's look it up.
Well, was that last year, at least 2 years ago, the Reds were usually ahead 7-0 in about the sixth inning, and they'd lose 15-7 because the relievers would throw it underhanded to the other team.
Well, they're all right.
They're doing all right.
Yeah.
Yep. So
19-10. Anyway, tomorrow night we got a big game.
Big game. Yep.
Garth gets the ball.
I would think so.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yep.
Then we got to finish up the one on
Friday. We got Parkway. Somehow we got to get our bats out.
Yep.
Catch up. That's right. Then the doubleheader.
Just throwing stuff at me.
Yeah, the Parkway game is going to resume on Friday.
That should take
bottom of the fourth inning. They are leading 4-1 and have two runners on and nobody out. So we have to.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Yep. We have to. And every game that we've lost, we were down 5, 6, 8, 10, 12 runs and outscored them after that. So if we can pull that off, we only won one of those. Well, we had that happen 5 or 6 times. We've only won one, but except for that one big inning, which Parkway had, I think, in the second or third inning, they scored 3 runs.
Yeah, they did.
Except for that one inning, we have outscored every one of those teams in those 4 losses that we have. So we just have to regroup ourselves. We still have the 5th, 6th, and 7th inning to score runs.
Can't give them anymore.
No, we can't give them anymore. Jacoby Triplett was pitching really well against us, and he probably got used on Tuesday or Thursday, and so he won't be available. We don't know who we have pitching for us those last 3 innings, but we have a lot of guys that could. So we had a lot of guys that have been pitching very well. Dylan Klinke came in, pitched 2.5 innings last night, and did really well. He struck out 6 guys in 2 1/3 innings. He struck out 6 of the last 7 batters he faced. And he's on.
You could get a hit? If you gave you a bat and gave you 100 swings, you'd hit one.
Well, I'm pretty sure Chuck Esler would say, I hope I ain't a pitcher. Because I'm pretty sure I whacked him a few times.
Really? Chuck was, you was pitching.
And that's even with that little window thing they had.
Screen.
In front of him.
Screen.
Yeah. Yeah. He
was too good at baseball.
He said that didn't help him much.
Huh.
You were hitting BBs at him?
Yeah, pretty much.
Really? You're pretty good.
I'm a line driver.
Are you really a line driver?
Not much.
Why do you play?
Not much of a home run. Well, cause that's all I had.
You could have been a pinch runner. You're fast.
Not a chance. No, not a chance. Remember that term, unhook the plow? Yeah. I was the plow.
You were the whole thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. What year did you graduate?
1992.
Bob Hoeing.
Yes, he's...
Cliffy. Was Cliffy in your grade?
No, he's a year behind.
Who was in your... Miller Boys? Duggins?
Miller Boys.
Mike, both of them couldn't have been in your grade, were they?
Well, Doug was.
Doug. Yep.
Sean Toby.
Okay.
Ron Shane.
Who's the hot chicks? Like, who is?
Mindy Bupp.
Yep. Who else?
Karen Toby.
Karen.
Glenn Fowler.
Oh, you had a hot class.
Glenn Fowler, yeah, good class.
Or as we called her, Fluffy.
Just be careful what you're saying there.
Well, that's always called her Fluffy.
Okay, I wasn't sure what the next word was going to be, so we always called her.
We had a fun class.
Great class.
Who's your favorite teacher?
Well, in full recovery, it would probably been Mrs. Monroe, which is...
Art teacher.
Art teacher.
Beverly. Yeah. She was an A1.
Even though I sucked at art.
Mm.
Huh?
Art is objective. You can people that say that that painting or that sculpture or whatever is awful.
Yep.
Somebody's willing to pay $1 million for it.
I was thrown out of an art class in Marion Local one time.
Uh-oh, throwing paint?
What'd you do?
No, I was stabbing my clay project.
Stabbing your clay project?
She didn't like it?
Is that what you call your...
She threw me out. She pretty much hurled me out.
So where did you have to go? Stand in the hall or in the parking lot or what'd you do?
You know it's bad when the Pac-Man was the usual guy out there. He says, "How
Brad Kanapke?
Yeah,
he was that night.
He was always thrown out 4 seconds in.
Oh,
if I call him right now, will he stand by this story?
I'm sure he would.
So he got thrown out of art class too.
He said, "How in the hell did you get thrown out?"
And he got thrown out.
I pulled a neener nanny on a clay project.
A neener nanny.
Neener nanny. What'd he get thrown out for?
Well, he usually told her where she took her.
Okay, we're gonna call him up.
Okay.
Okay, we gotta figure this.
The Pac-Man.
Pac-Man.
He might not remember this, but
but you're saying this happened.
Yes.
Well,
but back in 1980,
we're calling you out on it.
86.
85, 86.
This is going to be good.
Yes, it will. The Pac-Man.
You have to say Randy. He probably won't remember.
I hope he doesn't say who the hell this is. Right. I hope he doesn't come up with that.
Yellow.
Pac-Man.
Bubba, Bubba, Bubba.
How are you, buddy?
My freaking dog is hungry or something. He's barking at me or he's pissed at the Reds. Reds ain't scoring.
Yeah, we ain't scoring at him. Hey, you're live on radio right now with Bubba and Fee.
Yep.
And, I am.
Yep, and you're joined by a man named Randy Rocker Bonvillain.
Okay, what's up, Rocker?
Hey, bud, how you doing?
Now, he's telling a story that you both got thrown out of art class one time.
Oh boy, that could be Miss Hemmert.
Yes, the old Nazi,
the art Nazi teacher.
What do you call her?
The old Nazi.
The old Nazi.
Oh, well, if I'm on radio, I had a different word.
So is it? Do you remember going to school with Randy?
I do.
And
yeah.
Was he as much of a moron then as he is now?
Well, I guess he fit in with yours truly.
So you guys both got thrown out of an art class.
You know what? His memory must be better than mine, but you know what? It sounds about accurate.
Well, he's telling us about, he said he went to art with Brad Kanapke. I said, Pac? Yep.
Pac-Man, actually, we both flipped her off.
You can't.
Well, she's retired now.
So it makes it okay to flip her off?
It's 40 years ago, for God's sake.
Was it 40 years ago?
Probably. He might have flipped her off, but I flipped off a different one off school premises, and I had a 1,000-word essay on hand gestures or sign language.
Oh, my God.
Well, apparently it ruined your life.
Who it was, can I?
What's that?
Can I tell you what teacher that was that I flipped off?
Oh, yeah.
I see her occasionally, and she laughs about it now. It was Mrs. Evers or Gear, or I don't know what her last name is now. She got remarried.
Yeah.
Jean Gear or Jean Evers. She was Mrs. Evers back then. I think she's Gear now.
Yeah, and you shot her the old bird.
Might have been two of them.
Oh, double shot.
Oh, double whammy.
She was over at the town tavern, but my parents live right over there, and my buddies... I dare you to football, Missy.
Whoops.
Yeah. You know, I guess I got a story for the rest of my life. But yeah. Man, my hand was bringing
up
on
an
essay.
Yeah, from their back door and your mom and dad's backyard, that's, what's that, 100 feet maybe?
That's bird distance.
Yes.
Definitely bird distance. Okay. Hey, we appreciate you taking the time. We was Rocker was telling this story, and we was laughing, and I said, I got to figure this out.
We got to find out.
Hey, yeah, I remember him, and there's a Bechtel, and some of them guys that came in. Glory days, Rocker.
Yeah,
glory
absolutely. Days.
That's right. Hey, we love you, brother.
See you, Mac.
Take care, man.
See you, man. Bye. Oh, well, you wasn't lying.
You wasn't lying.
Then we had a bus driver, Ben Dresch.
How's Ben?
How old was he then?
Was he a bad bus driver?
No, he was a legend, but there.
So did you cause him any problems?
Well, I brought the apple to the school,
teacher?
Kiss up to the teacher.
There you go.
Mine accidentally slipped out of my hand and rolled in the back of the bus, and I said, well, screw this crap.
Yep.
Let her fly.
Well,
you didn't hit
when I got back on the bus going away home, he let me have it.
Well, you gotta behave.
And so many words you could not say to a, 8-10-year-old at that point.
Mm-hmm. Well, quit being a moron.
Well, yep. Should you tell a 10-year-old kid to go pretty much F himself?
Yep.
Bubba could, yeah.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. He hasn't done it since Monday, but yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, that's great. Let's take a break. One more break. Come right back. Sports Talk presented by
The Gilbert Station.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Reasoner Energy Products in Coldwater, installing and servicing products from Train HVAC, Generac Generators, and Mitsubishi Electric Ductless Systems. Reasoner Energy Products is proud to support community growth through quality service and local commitment. Learn more by visiting their location at 445 Hardin Street in Coldwater or online at ReasonerEnergyProducts.com. Their phone number is 419-678-4858.
We thank Reasoner Energy Products for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency Incorporated.
As an independent agency, Fort Recovery Insurance works with a variety of providers, including Nationwide, Progressive, Indiana Farmers, Donegal, Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, Acuity, Safeco, and Hagerty, and offer insurance options for vehicles, homes, farm, life, and health. You can reach Fort Recovery Insurance Agency at 419-375-4041 for more details.
We thank Fort Recovery Insurance Agency for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BBI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kltractorsales.com.
Thank you to K&L Tractor Sales for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio.
The Fort Recovery Merchant Spring Cruise Inn is coming up on Friday night, May 8th, presented by the Fort Street Car Classics Car Club. From 6 to 9 p.m., the Brick Street will be lined with over 100 of the coolest cars ever made. It's one of the first events of spring here in Fort Recovery, and it's always a great time. Lots of friends, lots of unique cars, and great oldies playing all evening. Don't miss the annual Spring Cruise Inn on the Brick Street in downtown Fort Recovery on Friday, May 8th from 6 to 9 p.m.
All right, welcome back to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. We got a huge weekend this weekend.
Big weekend.
Starting tomorrow, the Fort Recovery Community Club has their Little League Invitational. And it's 24 teams. It starts tomorrow at, I think the first game is at 6 o'clock.
6.
And the finals are Saturday night under the lights.
Under the lights. Nice.
And they're bringing in some temporary lights for Diamond 2, so they'll be able to light all three diamonds
light
up.
All up.
And I have the schedule right here. And I'm going to go over it, so in case anybody wants to get up there and watch.
Get up there and watch. That's awesome.
Let's see here.
We're going to need some clothes. We're going to wear some clothes.
Bundle up.
Stay warm.
But the concession stand is in the Cooper Pavilion, so come on in there and warm up.
You can warm up in there. Yep. Heater. Perfect.
And here is the list of games. So starts tomorrow night at 9U, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Walpock, Delphus, Coldwater, and Defiance. Mm. Now, let me tell you something about Defiance.
Yeah.
They might have the number one program in the United States in high school baseball.
They've had it for a long
time. So Thursday at 5:30, Fort Recovery plays St. Henry. And at 7 o'clock Thursday, Delphus plays Defiance. And then Friday, St. Henry plays Walpock. And Fort Recovery plays Walpock. So that's a double shot.
Double shot from Walpock.
And then on Saturday, 5 versus 6, Forest. And then at the games start up at noon. So they'll play all day.
All day long.
And that is at the Fortsight Diamond. So 9U's playing at Fortsight. And then the 10U is Fort Recovery, Salina, St. Henry, Bremen, Parkway, and Delphus. That's the 10U. And that, again, that starts up tomorrow night. At 5:30, Fort Recovery plays St. Henry to kick things off.
Mm.
And that is at the pool park, Diamond 2.
Diamond 2.
And then we go to the 11U, and that's Parkway, St. Henry, Fort Recovery, Coldwater, Salina, and Delphus. Again, that kicks off Thursday night, 5:30 tomorrow night, and that is at Diamond number 1. Right beside 2.
So this is a round robin?
Yep, round robin. And
guaranteed three games, probably? Yeah.
Yep. And then the final bracket is the 12U, and they all play their games at Diamond 3. It's Fort Recovery, the Grand Lake Dogs.
The Dogs.
Bremen, Delphus, Salina, and Coldwater. So it is going to be a fun weekend of
great
baseball.
Great weekend of baseball.
And an unbelievable talent.
Yep.
I mean, these programs are just... Yep.
And I don't think there's going to be any rain in the forecast. It's going to be 60-degree stuffed chilly.
Chilly, yeah.
And on that note, I believe I read where the Grounded Cafe is going to have some of their coffee items and hot chocolate to help you warm up. So
that'll be hot. Hot item.
So we want to give a special thanks to Wendell's Barbecue, J&M Manufacturing, St. Henry One Stop, Old Glory Machine, and D&M Service.
Yep.
So... Those are our businesses sponsored, and the Fort Recovery Community Club is just
tremendous.
They're awesome, and they got about 60 members now. It used to be the old Lions Club.
Yep.
And what happened was you know, me and Pete and Neil, we were all big parts of the Lions Club, and you know, we just kind of struggled. We had about wouldn't get many members
anymore.
About
the same, yeah.
And one problem is you raise all that money, but you got to pay the national dues, and you got to pay the. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Their main thing is site, and they do a lot of donations. But you know, we felt we were doing a lot of work for, and you know, if they really, really needed our $2,000 or whatever it was, we probably would have stuck with them. But they have a budget of $20 million, and they didn't need our little bit of money.
Sitting here thinking, you know, we
might as well put it back in the town.
Yes.
Yep.
And it was made the decision to turn the Lions Club into a community club, and now there's 60 plus members.
Kids are coming out of the woodwork.
They just do They just do great for everything, and I see they had a big donation this week to. I can't remember what it was, but it was awesome. Them guys just do a tremendous job, and Rocker's part of it. Actually, we all are. We're looking for members, and if you want to get involved in the community for
it's a lot of fun.
It is. It's a bunch of dudes.
A lot of fun
like
is doing a lot of good things.
Exactly. So we appreciate the community club. We appreciate everything you stand for.
Yep.
And once again, this weekend's busy.
I seen the little trophies. Mark Heinrich doing them trophies. The Old Glory, whatever. That is nice.
Yeah.
They look great.
Yeah, those trophies look really, really neat.
It's going to be sharp.
You ever win a trophy?
Yes.
What? What in?
Well, Miller Olympics.
Did you?
I won in pool.
Good job. Pool player?
My partner didn't make it through, but I did.
Your partner didn't make it through?
Well, there's, you know...
Passed out from the wine. From too much wine?
Too much Steve wine.
A little Steve wine.
Somehow I made it through.
Oh, good job. Proud of you.
Victory.
V-I-C-T.
Which is unlike the first year where I didn't make it past 9:30.
Oops. You hit the Miller wine, didn't you?
Yeah. Phyllis says, it's time to go to sleep there, Scooter.
So she had to tell you you didn't just fall asleep?
Well,
That's pretty good. Most people with Steve's wine just fall asleep without being told.
It was 99 there for quite a while.
Yep.
99.
I woke up in 2012.
Nice. So we got a big game tomorrow, Fever Sales Tigers.
Yep, we
got
to get the Tigers tomorrow night.
You and Calpe be on the air tomorrow night?
I believe we will be.
Except you might leave early.
Might have to leave early.
Got kindergarten program.
Big kindergarten program. Can't miss it.
Yep, can't miss that.
Granddaughter.
Yep, and then Friday we finish up the Parkway game, and that's we're behind at that game 4-1.
4-1.
4-1, two guys on.
Yeah.
And nobody out. Bottom of the fourth. Okay. We need to shut them down and then
Saturday,
score.
Saturday we have a home doubleheader with the Rushi Raiders.
Raiders are always good.
That starts at 11 a.m.
Yep.
So that'd be a nice day. Come up and watch some baseball.
Be a fun day of baseball.
And then next week it's the Blue Jays come to town on Tuesday. Thursday we go to St. Henry, and on Saturday it's a doubleheader at Crestview against the Crestview Knights.
No, it's a single game. Just a single game.
We're going to play doubleheader.
Okay.
At some point,
out of the game.
At some point, do we trade players?
For who?
I don't know.
I wouldn't trade any of our players for anybody.
No, you're not. You got to do better. I don't ever screw up.
Never. Never.
Whoa. What happened?
I think I sneezed.
Oh, holy crap. What else you got, my friend?
I don't know. I got a sad thing.
Uh-oh. I don't like that.
This week we lost a former football player, Fort Recovery, Aaron Vagenis.
Yep.
And I hated that. I hated to hear that. I don't know if he'd been struggling or what happened or whatever, but I feel for his family. And Aaron used to date my daughter, so I got to talk to him a lot after football games. One of the great, he was a great football player.
He was a hell of a football player.
I mean, he's probably a top tenner if I was betting. Had a lot of records. And
I'm going to guess by looking at his pictures, he was a lineman.
No, he was fast. No? He was fast.
Oh, he was lightning. Running back.
Yeah,
oh, that's good.
Fast. He was track guy too, big track guy. Yep. And he
looked
was always
like he
a
was
nice kid to me.
Strong and stout.
Really
is what he looked like.
So,
just
shout out to his family. We're thinking about him. And
I saw that Nate Kreider put a nice comment on there. Yeah, he and Nate were teammates you know, I saw several other things, and nobody had even remotely anything except very high praise for his character and his.
Going too soon.
Way too soon.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
So we will see you guys next week.
Next week.
Sports
Wednesday.
Talk presented by
Gilbert Station in downtown Burkittsville.
Have a great week.
See you then.
What
Talk with Bubba and Z, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Z was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.